Welcome to Fueling Kentucky, the podcast of the Kentucky Petroleum Marketers Association. I'm your host, Brian Clark, and in the studio with me, I have Haley Newman, who is with M&M Mid-Valley Service and Supply, an account executive and an expert on electric vehicle charging. Welcome, Haley.
Thanks, Brian.
It's good to have you with us. We're going to talk a little bit about EV charging today. We're also going to talk about our EPIC program, which is one of the things I know near and dear to your heart, and being an EPIC grad and helping with now our alumni program as folks graduate through the EPIC program, our leadership development program. But first, we want to talk about something that's even more close to your heart. Tell us a little bit about the work that you've been doing this legislative session with Representative Clines on introducing legislation. And we'll scroll the lens back here a little bit. You got a little bit of experience in Frankfort with the EPIC program, right?
Correct. Yeah. Honestly, I knew nothing about politics, number one, and number two, it's really kind of sad to say, but not a lot about our capital and just the process itself. So having the opportunity with the EPIC program to have a day on the Hill was extremely eye-opening. And like you mentioned, I've been doing some work with Representative Clines, and we had the chance a couple weeks ago to go back and speak at the annex at the Capitol, and I felt so much more prepared just because I kind of had the vision of what the meeting was going to be like, where we were going to be. So it kind of helped me feel a little bit more prepared in having the opportunity to do that. So it was really great.
Tell us a little bit about that. So Representative Clines is in Northern Kentucky, but you're representative in your district?
Correct. So yes, Representative Mike Clines is the representative for 68, and he is my representative. I had the chance to meet him. I want to say I first met him back in November, and it was really just via email. So this all stemmed because I have a beautiful 5-year-old son named Shaw, and Shaw is on the autism spectrum. And we didn't realize how much there were lack of resources in the state of Kentucky until Shaw's diagnosis. And so trying to find resources, trying to make sure that he is set up for success from an education perspective has been so eye-opening for my husband, Josh, and myself that I've been doing everything that I can and trying to, it sounds crazy, but stalk as many people as I can to just maybe listen and see if we can go about making some change. So met with Representative Clines, and we are working right now on a House resolution. It's called House Resolution 51, or AKA Shaw's resolution. And what we're trying to do is create a task force for the state of Kentucky that will include members of the House of Representatives and the Senate, and a few other people that will be part of that. And we're going to listen to testimonies, people understand what other states are doing from an educational perspective for autism, from a resource perspective, and for a year. And then the goal is to go back to Frankfort in a year and present our findings. So that way in 2026, we can roll out hopefully a new education platform and curriculum for kids in the state of Kentucky who have autism.
Wow, that's amazing and so terrific for you to have that opportunity to connect with your legislator to help advocate for and hopefully pass legislation this session that would have such far-reaching benefits for so many in Kentucky. And what have you learned along the way?
Oh, man. This is so much bigger than Shaw and myself. This is such a need. I knew as a mom, just being my son's voice and trying to do everything I can. I don't think you realize how much you're going to become a fighter until you become a parent, and your kids' hurts and your kids' needs are so much greater than your own. So I think the biggest learning is just this is so desperately needed and so much bigger than me and him that it just honestly lights that fire even more for me to want to push even harder to help all of these kids and families and in the Commonwealth that desperately need this.
And the education that he's experienced with the extra work that you and Josh have done to make sure he's had access to that by going to Ohio, is that correct? Had a significant impact on his development?
Oh my gosh. We have found the most amazing program in Ohio that it's a Montessori kind of led ABA program. We just call it school for him because it's the most comparable thing, but it really took the place of preschool. And so, yeah, it's completely transformed his life and ours and gives us so much hope for his future. I mean, he's talking, which he wasn't when he first started. He's saying full sentences. He's so brilliant. And it just makes me so incredibly proud to be his mom and learn. I mean, when I was young, and I'm sure this is the case for a lot of people, the only thing I knew about autism was, Forrest Gump and Rain Man. And so now the statistics are so much higher. In 1995, they were 1 in 500, and now it's 1 in 36. So it's just so desperately needed, and something has to change. So if I can be a little part of that, I'm very proud to do so.
Well, and we're proud of you too. I mean, just the work that you're doing, that's such a terrific testimony to both you and Josh and all of the parents of children that are on the spectrum with autism. But the fact that you're able to step out and also help make a difference is huge. So congratulations and good on you. Keep going, keep fighting.
Thank you. It means a lot. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So we've mentioned a little bit about the EPIC program and your experience there. You graduated as part of the 2022 class, and our EPIC Leadership Development Program, we'll be graduating our fourth class coming up in April. You all had a fantastic group. You were actively involved in the association. Now we have a board member, Scotty Glasscock, that came out of your group. Robbie Francis is actively part of our RTAC committee. What do you think has made your class so special?
I think what makes us really special is I think we all came in with how much can we get out of this program. We were all so eager to learn as much as we could. And I'm a firm believer of you get out of it what you put into it. And I think that was the mindset of not just me, but all of the guys that were in the program with me. And we all became such great friends too. I mean, we still talk on a regular basis. We have a group text. I was in it with such a great group of guys too. But yeah, to really answer your question, Brian, I think we were all just so motivated to try and get as much out of the program as we could. And we were lucky to have done that.
So when you were in EPIC, you also really learned quickly and about the association, but we also learned quickly that you were our resident EV subject matter expert, as I alluded to at the beginning of this broadcast. And so do you and your classmates still talk, and do they still look to you for your expertise on the subject?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say, yeah, I will get a text or a call every once in a while, from the guys letting me know, hey, do you know about this grant program? Can you give me any insight into, you know, what this is all about from an EV charging perspective? Do you think it'll benefit my company? So yeah, I'm happy to support them and, excited to see kind of where it continues to go. It's definitely the Wild West for sure.
So let's talk about that a little bit. I know you're keeping up with NEVI programs in multiple states. You were part of helping submit proposals in the first round of the NEVI applications, but there's a lot of things outside of NEVI as well, right? To keep up to date on with the latest EV trends and changes. A broad question, and you just fill in the blank. What should our members be aware of in 2024 when it comes to EV?
Yeah, so I guess a few things to touch on there because there's so much. And I think the key to always remember is educate yourself, continue to learn and find out what the best solution is if you're interested in EV charging for your location. As far as NEVI goes, there's a lot out there right now about NEVI. There's so much FOMO because it's really the biggest EV charging funded program available right now.
But okay, hang on. So many acronyms, FOMO, fear of missing out, for non-millennials listening to the podcast.
Yes. Yes. Fear of missing out. It's just kind of the biggest thing out there right now in your face. Everybody kind of wants to know about it. But keep in mind, NEVI is an option. It could be great for your location, but I would highly encourage you to reach out to anybody who knows about EV charging, who is in the business of EV charging, to learn more and understand if it's the right solution for your location. So there's lots of other options out there, and NEVI's probably the biggest when it comes to a funding perspective, but there could be a lot more cost-effective ways to go about putting in EV charging if that's something that you're interested in for your location.
And just recently in February 19th, they had a groundbreaking in Richmond at a Circle K for the first electric vehicle fast charging station in the southeastern U.S. built with federal funds from NEVI. So that was in the first round of the NEVI program here in Kentucky. And then shortly after, they've just launched the request for proposals for the second round here in Kentucky, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So those RFPs are live now. And if there are any KPMA members interested in applying for those, again, I would highly encourage you to do your research. And those are due April 19th.
So tell us a little bit about some of the new technologies coming down the pipe as well. So a new area that you had shared with me is that EVC in the electric charging arena is single phase solutions for DC fast chargers. Now, what is this new technology and why is it important for the build out and how can it benefit our industry specifically?
Yeah, so it's called Edge Energy. So it's a really interesting company model. What they do is they have their own proprietary new phase single conversion technology. Sounds crazy. We call it a phase converter, but it's really a solid state device. It looks very much like a level 3 DC fast charging station. But what it does is it allows us to use single phase power and put in DC fast chargers. Essentially, really, it avoids cost and time consuming three phase upgrades from your utilities. So again, it's more cost effective. And what is really great about Edge's platform, especially in the KPMA and in the fueling and convenience realm, is you would think that a lot of, you know, gas stations might have 480 three phase, but the majority of them don't. So this is a great way, or at least a great option for them to look into if they are interested in putting in DC fast chargers. Really what it comes down to is a site evaluation to see if what they have, and then we can let them know if they need an Edge Energy phase converter. And that's really it. It's very simple. And like I mentioned, it allows companies who might not be able to do it or save some money have the option to do it. And it's really great potentially in rural areas as well.
So your company, M&M, has recently begun working with businesses installing Edge Energy EV systems and helping them incorporate it on the EVC side. So what's the key benefit from this solution? Why in the rural and why in these other areas that you think it might be attractive?
So normally in rural areas where they only have single phase power, if they want to put in DC fast chargers, they have to go through their utilities to get all of these upgraded transformers, which could cost an upwards of $100,000 plus. And so if you put in an Edge Energy phase converter, it definitely does not cost as much as $100,000. And you can install charging stations 6 times faster. So a lot quicker. They're made in America product. And ultimately, you're saving time and money, which, let's be honest, everybody wants to do that.
So obviously, from a C-store perspective, there's some advantages there. So how does something like that help C-stores compete with these non-fuel locations that are submitting proposals for NEVI or either other avenues that they might be pursuing?
So at least from a NEVI perspective, NEVI is great, again, but it is very, very complex. Lots of waiting to understand if you even get the funding, number one. If you get the funding, there is at least a 3 to potentially 5 month negotiation phase from a legal perspective. Then you have to get your ducks lined up in a row with your utilities to understand what upgrades you might need. So from a NEVI project perspective, we're looking at roughly a year to a year and a half start to finish. So other options that I was mentioning, and potentially if somebody is interested in putting in level 3 charging and they only have single phase, they could look to putting in an Edge Energy phase converter. They have them in stock right now. And then to get, as long as we can get the charging stations, I think lead time wise, start to finish for a project with Edge, it would be no more than 5 month project versus a year and a half month project. So those are some rough estimates. It could be quicker as soon as roughly 3 months, but that's what we're starting to see in the marketplace. It's really interesting.
Like you said, it's the Wild West. It's a lot of things that are evolving. They're evolving quickly. And from a KP member's perspective, they're all looking at what the options are. What are they going to offer? What they might supplement their traditional liquid fueling store footprint with an EV footprint or adding on to an existing setup they've already installed. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at integration and continue to offer that as another alternative for the customer that's looking for an EV charger and wants to stop at a convenient location where many of our C-stores are located.
Yeah, it's definitely a good option to look into. Again, it's just an option. It might not work for all locations, but that's where that educational piece comes into play. So if any of our members within the KPMA are actually interested in EV charging, I highly recommend doing your research and partnering with organizations that have the background.
That's really where the KPMA's role is, I think, on this, is that we help educate and we help folks know where resources are or point them in the direction of folks that can help them when they want to pursue or want to keep themselves up to date or educated on the latest information. We do that at our technical conferences. We do that with our magazine, podcasts like this, talking to subject matter experts like yourself to get the latest information because it's always changing. That's the one thing that seems to be the case. It's all of this is very much in a flux right now. So doing your homework, doing the research, talking to credible folks that can help you chart the path forward for your business is the key component in all of this as we continue to serve the needs of our consumers, whatever those are. So some additional thoughts. We've covered a lot of ground today, Haley, from EVs to Epic to legislation that you're helping champion in Frankfurt. Any other exciting things going on that you want to update us on?
Oh, man, I think that's probably enough. I'm just honestly excited for a lot of the upcoming events we have in 2024 and honestly to do more within the Epic program, because I think, you know, you guys know that this was something that was such a great experience for me, and I'm really excited for more people to take advantage of it.
So if someone is interested in applying for the Epic program, all they've got to do is go to our website, kpma.org, and under the resources section, we have an area called Epic. You complete the application and send your application in. It'll be reviewed by a review committee, and we're actively recruiting for that next Epic class right now. So we encourage you to take a look at it and submit your application if you're willing and interested in being involved in our next class. So, Haley, you're a great envoy for that group. I know, terrific job in helping put alumni events together and speaking to help get folks excited about the program. And, of course, thank you for your time and insight on the EV front. And we will keep cheering you on with Shawsville and the terrific work that you're doing in that area as well. Thank you for your leadership on all of these fronts, and thanks for your continued support of the KPMA.
Oh, thanks, Brian. I really appreciate the time, and everybody go sign up to be an Epic. You won't regret it.
All right. Well, we don't disagree at all. Thanks, Haley. You've been listening to Fueling Kentucky, the podcast of the Kentucky Petroleum Marketers Association. Visit us online at www.kpma.org.